Your family's health is everything to me. I was the mom who always made sure that my children got their vaccinations on time. Even as an adult, making sure that everyone I knew in my families could, you know, ensure that they knew how important it was to get the COVID shots over the last 5 years and how life-saving they are. When you think about the fact that the state of New York lost nearly 86,000 of our residents to this horrible, horrible illness, and what stopped those numbers from growing exponentially was the fact that we had very much accessible COVID shots, vaccinations, and to hear that the Trump administration is basically ignoring science, ignoring health, and making decisions that are just starting now that will have nothing but a negative effect on our family's health. And so here in New York, I can't sit on the side and let that happen. When they said that they're not going to be requiring COVID shots and other vaccinations for our families, I said, no, here in New York, we'll make those parents have the option. If you want your child to have a COVID shot, it should be available to you, and it should be covered by insurance. And that's something that's really important to me. So what I'm doing now is signing a executive order, because extreme times call for extreme measures, and this is a power I have to use this in the interim until we're able to have the legislature get back together in January and pass legislation that mandates this. So what I have here is an executive order to allow pharmacists to be able to administer COVID shots for the next 30 days. We can renew this every 30 days, but when you change state law, you're required to review it every 30 days. And we're going to continue developing a long-term plan to fight these reckless decisions coming out of Washington, because I have no choice. It's not a mandate for families, but I know a lot of families that want to make sure that their kids are healthy when they're exposed to other students in school. And I want to let people know the number of cases COVID are on the rise in New York. We have about 600 new cases per day. I have many friends and family I know who are suffering from it right now, but this is the time of year when you'd normally be getting your COVID shot. I plan on getting mine very shortly. But to have the federal government say that only people over the age of 65, and they don't even recommend it for expectant mothers anymore, and not cover children and family members, I don't understand that. I don't understand why you won't let families have the choice to protect their children's health. That's what this is about. And so I'm prepared to sign this now, let everyone know how seriously we are taking this, an executive order declaring a disaster in the state of New York due to federal actions related to vaccine access. And this explains the laws that we need to modify for now. And I'm looking forward to signing this as we stand here, because I want to get this on the books and make sure that the status quo, as it existed before the federal government decided to ignore the health needs of our families, before they took these steps, that the status quo remains in the state of New York. So you can go into a pharmacy, not have to worry about going to a doctor's office and getting a prescription, which is another step that I think a lot of people just don't have time in their busy lives to handle. They can go into a pharmacy, as they're accustomed to doing, and the pharmacist will now, as a result of this signing, be authorized to administer COVID shots to those who choose to have them. The order is signed and now in effect.